Ready to stand out for the right reasons? Welcome to Dress Up, the only show that is dedicated to helping business professionals, you, as a leader, coach, consultant, entrepreneur, executive, or small business owner, create an image and brand that attracts the opportunities you want, what we call your wow image. This is the place to be if you need the confidence to project your competence, put your best self forward, step up your image and brand for personal and professional success. And now, let's make welcome our host, the one and only image strategist, Stephen Akon.
Hello, welcome back to Dress Up. And we are celebrating, I am celebrating. Yeah, what's this about? Guess. Alright, guess. Let's try guess. Okay, you don't seem to be guessing right. It's about you. What exactly? It's about you. I'm celebrating every listener of this show. I'm celebrating every listener of this podcast. This is like this is the seventh episode, and I'm celebrating you. You know, everyone listening from across the globe, and those that are getting results based on what they are learning here on this platform, I've been overwhelmed by the feedbacks I'm getting, and I am delighted that people are actually taking action and making great use of what they are learning from this show. So the last episode was the bomb. You need to go listen to it if you haven't, seriously. Else you'll not be able to get the best out of this episode, because this is a build up on the conversation that started in the previous episode. You know, as an image strategist, I'm in the business of 7 seconds. Well, if you don't know what that is about, in a future episode I'll let you know. I'm still preaching the gospel of first impressions, perception, image branding, and their impact on your professional and personal success in the workplace or marketplace. Also, helping you make a wow impression from A to D. You know what I mean? Appearance, behavior, communication, and digital footprint. So we don't need to get to Z. By the time we got all these 4 covered, then we're done. So you know, it actually takes only 7 seconds or less to make a first impression, positive or negative. If you have been a regular listener of this show, you will know that already. And if you haven't, well, this is like saying, go listen to previous episodes and do a quick catch up. On Dress Up, we help individuals and companies to explore how people make up their minds very quickly about you or your competence, professionalism, your leadership potential, and either open the door for you or slam it shut. Indeed, technology has changed the way we do virtually everything in the world today. The manner and speed at which we travel, communicate, educate, all this has been forever changed to allow us an opportunity to reach people across the globe. And these changes have also affected the way we meet people and make impressions. Yes, I know you know that already. Remember, your wow image is the sum total of your appearance, your behavior, your communication, and your digital footprint. So looking good is not enough. In fact, looking good ain't good enough. Yes, you need to go beyond. While appearance, behavior, and communication are common in the image consulting business, I belong to the league of image consultants that understand the impact of the internet on image. And that is why on this episode I am continuing what I started from the previous episode, basically about your digital footprint, your digital impression, and building your online image, your wow image online. So digital, which is the D, that's the impressions that you make based on your digital footprints. Digital image are the impressions that are made based on your digital footprints. So for starters, let me just tell you what I do with new contacts on my social media platforms. This is just an example. When someone sends me a friend request on Facebook, let's take Facebook for example. Before I accept you into my circle or space, I quickly check out your profile because I don't know you from Adam. I've never met you before, or I just have to find out what you are about and who you are. So I quickly go to your profile, I check you out, and most likely before I even check your wall, I go and check your profile. I check the overview, and when I read what is there and it's interesting enough for me to have you as a friend, I just add you. Then I might as well check your wall and see what you share and the kind of content you put out there. Then another step, or another thing I do, is I go to your more details, that's like about you, more about you, more details, and I click there. And if I don't really see anything that I feel can be the reason for us to connect, or why I should want to learn from you or see you as a valuable person, I might not add you as a friend. And this is just me, and I know many of us out there do similar stuff. You assess people, you screen people online from their image, from their personal profiles on social media and stuff like that. That's just an example about virtual, digital, or online image. What point am I passing across? People do actually look you up. People do actually check you. Now, your profile, either your business or social media profile or your personal blog, you need to pay attention to all this. Your pictures, the pictures you put out there for your profile picture, especially on social media, they need to represent you. Your profile picture should speak well about you. You should have pictures that just describes or summarize your personality. They give a clue to who you are and what you do. People should not look at your picture and they are confused about your brand or what you represent. You need to pay attention to the kind of pictures that you use as your profile picture for your personal profiles, of course, including business profiles too. You need to pay attention to the kind of images you use as pictures. Use your own personal image. Get a very good photograph, well taken, maybe professional. If you can't get a professional shot, get something that is decent, clean, has a very plain background where people can see your face and connect with you. There's something about the face that can work magic. People should see your face, a picture of you, how you look like, and a very clean and neat background. Same goes for your personal blog. You should have an image or picture of you there, and the content there should speak well about you. It should speak well about what you represent. Now, there should be a congruence and harmony across all your social media platforms. So your Twitter should not be preaching another message different from your Facebook and your Instagram and your LinkedIn. You know, some people have different channels where they communicate their messages to different audience. Well, you can communicate to different audience via different channels, but your message should not conflict, should not confuse. Next is the content that describes you. Your bio, your about you, about me page, your description, basically on social media, and your blog. You need to pay attention to that. If you've listened to my previous episode, Talk the Talk, about the 30 seconds commercial, the pitch, blob, elevator pitch, and all that, you can use that in your bio, your introduction, your about me, your description on your social media profiles. This is a very important part that people neglect. So you see people have descriptions like, I'm a Jesus baby, I'm a whatever, whatever son, I shine, I bloom, I this, I that. for crying out loud, you are a brand. You are a personal brand. You are a business. You represent a business, and you want to be seen as such. Even at first sight, people should not be confused about you. People should not have to know you for long before they discover what you do or what you represent. So they should not have this, oh, I never knew you were this. No, from the beginning there should be clarity. From the beginning they should sit and know, okay, oh, this is what he's about, this is what he does, this is what he or she represents. You get that? So the content that describes you is very important. Your bio, your about me page, your description page. If I met you in person, how would you describe you? If someone was describing you to me, what would they say? So, you know, all the stuff is what you should be able to put there. Something that talks about you, at least whatever you feel is important or needed to be shared. You put it there and let it be something that is actually very interesting, that someone feels or is even with you in person and would love to connect with you. Next is, if someone was describing you, maybe I've never met you before and we're in the middle of a conversation and someone was talking about you, fascinated, and I'm like, okay, who is this guy? Who is this person? And next, if I go online, can I find that information or the kind of things that person is talking about you and what you do? Can I find them online? I want to confirm my bias about what that person is saying. I want to verify information. I want to get proofs. Can I, if I go online, will there be anything close to that that will represent what this person has said about you? Will there be any clue about all that information I'm getting about your competence or your value? If your answer is no, then you need to go work on your bio, about me page, your description, whatever it is, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google Plus, Instagram, your business. Remember, never forget that the content that describes you is what pops out most times when people are searching you online. For example, your blog or your most active social media handles or accounts, those profile descriptions will actually pop up. Those descriptions will actually pop up when someone searches you. Maybe on Google, you see your about me page just comes and it will show what you're about, what you represent. And I advise that you actually have a blog. Owning your domain or your web is very important, because if you don't, then it's the rented stuff like Facebook, Twitter, all that borrowed platforms that will pop up, and you really cannot control that so much and all that they push out to represent you. It will be a tweet from whenever that will show after your description about you or what you represent, you know. But with your blog or your website, you can manage the message. What will be seen has already been provided, and people can actually see exactly what you want them to see. As I was saying earlier, it's the content from your blog or your site that will most likely pop out in your description or when people check you out online. So, do you have a web presence? Do you have your own .com? I know people that actually feel, okay, they don't need to have one if they are not making money from it. They don't need to have one if they are not in business or something. Well, you may have your reasons, but I think I am of the opinion that it's very important to have at least, even if it's a 2-page or 3-page or personal blog or website, because sometimes search engines may not even show you on Facebook. Who knows? Maybe there are so many people bearing your name on Facebook or Twitter using that name that you use, and they just want to confirm an information someone is sharing to them about you. The best thing they will do is to search your full name. And when they search your full name, the question is, what comes out? So now if you have maybe a 2 or 3 page website that can redirect them to where you do what you do, that's pretty awesome than for them to come online and okay, they're just, it's just difficult for them to get a hold on you or what you do and the value that you offer. So your own homepage, your own web presence, your own domain, owning your domain, your you.com, is like your official online identity. It's having your own official web presence, like your office online. So if I search your name or your brand name, what comes up, what comes out? I believe on your site you will have more content, and that actually positions you for all the value that you can offer. Because as a first time visitor, I come and I see all this stuff, all this awesome stuff that you do there, I'm like, I'll be wowed, and probably anything can happen. It could be a connection. I may want to subscribe to your course or your blog or your product or join your tribe or something. All this based off on what I am seeing and what is presented to me, what is being projected. So it's very important for you to own your.com. It's a big deal. There's this funny thing that happens a lot. Imagine someone hears about you, maybe from a conversation or in a seminar or somewhere, and he hears your name mentioned, and instead of the person asking the people talking, or maybe he doesn't even have the opportunity to ask, he might just go straight to Google. Now, what happens after that? Let me tell you, what happens after that is not what you can control. Yes, it's not what you can control anymore. Even though you can to a large extent influence the outcome if you have done your homework, but you can't control it. And mind you, your secret exploits and all the awesome stuff you are doing behind the scene on some other platform will not come out on search engine, because they are not optimized for search engines. Example, Facebook group, maybe your activity on a Facebook group, it will not show, it will not pop up. Better still, maybe what you do on your Facebook page, that could show, or LinkedIn pulse activity. But it is very important that these things are on your site first, then from your website people are redirected and taken to wherever you want them to go to. So you need something that will project you. You need something that will come out and do the talking for you. When people search you out, when people check you out, you need something that will come out and do the talking for you, something that will speak for you. So when we call you out online, your digital footprint via your online image will answer, yes sir, yes ma. It will do the introductions for you. It will do the talking for you. It could even do the selling for you. Why? Because you've done your homework. And you know, with all this, you'll be able to have a compelling footprint. If you work on all this, you'll be able to have a compelling footprint. And when people search you out, they will be wowed by what they will see. And they'll be like, oh, this guy is made of great stuff. They should have positive remarks about you. They should be impressed, yes. The impressions you want them to have or to live with is what they should be living with. So you have managed your message. You've taken time to think through, and you've put out stuff there that when people check you out, that is what they see. You are controlling the message. You're not allowing the search engine optimization and all those metrics to just make it happen by default. It may not favor you, because there's so much value and positive stuff about you out there. Let me just say, impressive stuff. They begin to perceive you as someone that is doing something. They begin to perceive you as a great person. They begin to perceive you as a person of value. They begin to perceive you as someone they can connect with, someone they want to be connected to. And that is the power of a compelling footprint. So now that you've got the basics, you know how to have your own compelling digital footprint. So that's that about that. For impressions, let me build on that a little, which is more like the result or the impact that you want to have with what you have out there. I've explained a little about that. Whatever you put out there should be able to communicate about you. So what do you want people to live with when they look you up on Google or check your site or go through your social media profiles or accounts or your whatever it is you've put out there? What feeling, what perception do you want them to live with? What impression of you do you want them to have? You decide, and you make sure that your content out there aligns with exactly what you want. And if you're able to do this, let me tell you just make liking you and knowing you very easy. And you know what they say about the know, like and trust factor, right? So by the time you're able to get people to know you and like you, then you're on the fast lane to getting them to trust you, because the impressions you make can serve as an attraction to what you're made of. Yeah, that's tweetable. Tweet that. The impressions you make can serve as the attraction or as an attraction to what you're made of. We live in a digital era. The internet of all things, Google, email, Facebook, Twitter, and whatever you put out there counts. Even typographical errors, they count. The text, your emails, your messaging, all those stuff, they count. It's about the virtual and digital ways that we communicate. And every time we do, we are making impression on somebody else. And you should also know that it's better to influence the first impression and make it work just the way you want it to be than to lean back and hope or leave things to chance. You know, the power to influence the first impression that others have on you is in your hand and is within your control. Per time, if you do your homework, you can influence it. You can influence the results you want to have from your online presence. So on the previous episode, I talked about the ABCs, and I said I mentioned I was going to do the ABC of digital imprint. And as you already know, the A stands for appearance, the B for behavior, and C for communication. Appearance is basically the way you look. Even online, you have a look. There's a way you look online. With all the stuff you have out there, those things, they are your appearance. Whatever people can see about you is more like your appearance. Your behavior, your body language, how you behave, the business, your business netiquette, your internet etiquette skills, you get your social media etiquette skills, the way you talk to people online, the way you respond to messages, the way you reply people, the way you comment, the way you treat people. Are you bullying people? Are you treating people with respect, mutual respect, and all that? All those stuffs are things people see and can read meanings to. People perceive and make inference about your personality from all those subtle cues. Yes. Next is communication. What you say when you share your content. What are you communicating? What message is it? All that represents your image online. Because when someone sees your content is a reflection of who you are. From your content alone, they can perceive and judge based on what they've read or what they've seen from what you've shared. And these days, you can find out a lot about a person simply by doing a little online research. And these digital footprints are part of your image. Because when people discover this information, they immediately begin forming impressions about you. And the components above just demonstrate that your image is more than just your appearance. It's more than just the things that people can see about you. Because of this, you can't just solve your image problems by, or your online image problems, or have a wild digital footprint just by putting on a fancy website. No, even though your online appearance is a huge part, because it's like a filter you put in front of you, it's very important for you to pay attention to all the other details of your digital image. business owners, first impressions are very critical. Make sure you do your best to come off as a leader, to come off as someone that is competent, to come off as a solution provider, to come off as someone of value. So you have to sharpen your footprints. Learn how to use your virtual impressions to positively impact the effect your personal digital representation has on others, because you are judged by the cover, even online, just like you do offline. And you know that's generally based on what is seen. So what other ways do we make these impressions in a digital world and age? We have transformed long ago. We have transformed from traditional face-to-face impression, first impression, and now to what I even call the screen-to-screen. Because we make first impressions in different ways. On the phone, video conferencing, internet. You know, technology has made things so easy. Even in screen-to-screen communication, people form impressions about you. People Google your name or the keywords that describe you. Ask yourself, does all that information that they find represent you? After the show, you could just Google your name or the keywords that describe you and ask yourself, does all this information represent me in the way I want to be represented or seen? If someone was to see this about you for the first time, what's the virtual or digital impression that they will have about you? By the time people search you out, what feeling or experience will they live with because of the interaction they've had with your content, because of the interaction they've had with whatever it is that is out there about you? What is the feeling or experience that they'll live with? What perception? How will they see you? How will they picture you and what you can do or what you do? What actions or step will they probably take? Will they connect? Will they buy? Will they just want to know you? Will they just want to meet you? Will they want to join your tribe or subscribe to whatever it is? Or will they just walk away and maybe probably look for the next person? You need to find time to answer these questions. You need to find answers to these questions for yourself. They'll really help your online image, your digital image. So in essence, what impressions will be made when people look you up? By the time you have all this in check, you make it very easy for the KLT to happen fast. Know, like, and trust. By so doing, you can put them on the fast lane to trusting you. And yes, they can trust you with their problems, the problems that you have solutions to, and of course their money also. Now let me give you one last bonus question. You can also ask, does this represent me in the way I want to be known? Go get those answers and work them appropriately. Implement them appropriately. Before I got to this, I was talking about screen to screen communication, videos, audiovisual, and there are actually some things you have to consider, especially if you make appearances in front of the camera. Okay, it's very important for you to have a positive imprint at the beginning, because it might be pretty difficult and tough to change a negative one along the conversation. Remember I told you very traditional image consultants focus and talk about image just as in-person interactions and the one-on-one personal interactions. But you know as much as I do that most of the interactions we have these times are not in person anymore. They are not usually in person. Most of the first time meetings, first time interactions we have with people, most of them are not usually in person anymore. Not traditional, not the traditional way anymore. They are more virtual, they are more online, and that's what I call digital footprints. They are more technologically influenced, sort of. So when someone sends you a mail, just by the way you reply the email or how you write it, they have already imprinted something about you in their mind, and they might just go and search you out, as I've said earlier, and based on what they see, they're already making impressions about you again. So an article about you on your site or whatever they find in on search engines, all that will result to the elements or the factors on which they make their impressions and perceive you. And they could even meet you online, maybe on Skype, video conference call, a webinar, a meeting, and in front of the camera, and you talk to each other, which is actually the first time that you're seeing and meeting. Based on that communication that's happening, impressions are being made. So lastly, before I go, here's something about Facebook groups and communities and making an impression. You know, when you get there, maybe you're in a new group, you introduce yourself, especially when there's an introduction post, you introduce yourself, you talk about you and what you do and how you can help, and you come out authentic and genuine. Mind the way you comment, respond to people, because people are watching. The internet is not private anymore. People are watching, people are seeing, and people are forming opinions based off all that. So from your comments to how you interact, how you pass your ideas, people are forming impressions about you. I've seen people enter communities or groups and they just screw their online image from their first appearance. Yes, and that's what I always call first impression gone wrong. And you know how it is with first impression, it's always very tough to correct that negative first impression. And if you make a very good first impression, people always have that in memory. It's not easy for them to forget. They can always make reference to that wonderful thing you did that they remember you for in the beginning. Likewise, same applies in virtual meetings, and there is also netiquette, your internet etiquette, social media etiquette. I think that will just have to be on another episode. I'll focus on that on a special episode. And in the next episode, I will talk about the critical requirements that you should consider, especially as regards screen-to-screen communication. When you're in front of a camera, there are so many things to consider, and from appearance to gesticulations, body language, and all that. And some things don't work so good or well in front of the camera, while others don't. So there will be a lot of do's and don'ts and so many things that will help you, especially as regards screen-to-screen communication, still under this digital footprints and online image. So before I go, don't forget, you have to be authentic. Don't fake it online. Don't fake what you are not. Be professional. Be controlled. If you don't control your story, someone else will. Search engine will. Whatever it can be randomly found or selected will control your story. You are always setting an example for your audience, both visible and invisible. There are people that are following you that you know. There are people that are following you that you don't even know about. Yes, you are setting an example. So watch your back. Mind your image. Image matters because it really does matter, and so does your online image. All right, I should be leaving now. I want to give a shout out to you. Yes, remember I said I was celebrating you, and the person you will share this episode with. I trust you share all you've learned with someone, so help somebody with it. Share and shout out from the rooftop on your social media platforms, your communities or whatever, your tribe, and help somebody to benefit from this episode. Need I remind you, this is arguably the best and only show in Africa and this part of the planet that is dedicated to your wow image. So count yourself privileged, because you're very important. That's why you're listening to this show, because you place high value on yourself. That's why you're here, and I appreciate you for that. Thanks for listening. I remain your image strategist, Steven Akomu. Well, lately people have been giving me names. Someone called me Mr. Dress Up. On my Twitter, I have it as Dress Up Guy. And well, I am Dress Up Everything. All right, I got to go. Go and apply what you've learned. And remember to live your elegance, live your elegant life.
This has been Dress Up. Thanks for listening. See you on the next episode.